Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. We're waiting for the stream to come up on our Facebook, and we're now up and running and streaming on Facebook. God bless you. God bless everybody, especially in the room at www.livedeliverance.com. We have a powerful teaching tonight. Don't forget to continue to have your prayers in for the Ukrainian people. At the end of this broadcast, we will bring forth a prayer. God's been really dealing with me as people call me everywhere, all over the world. I'm not picking on anybody. This is very, very serious teaching tonight because people are not applying themselves into spiritual warfare. I get people will call me. They will talk to me. That's not going to help the enemy. We are in a war. We have to learn spiritual warfare. I got a lot of scriptures that God gave me to give you. I love all of you. I had a lady call me from New Zealand today. And Pastor, she called me about 5 times. And the Lord said, they don't know. They have to fight. You have to fight. The Bible says, make your fingers make war. A hardened soldier, 2 Timothy 2:3, in Christ, but we don't know how to fight. I got a lot of scriptures about fighting. Who are we and what are we fighting against? And prayer is so powerful to change your situation. But people don't pray in the Holy Spirit. They pray maybe an hour or two. That's not intense warfare. An hour? I'm just getting started in an hour. And as long as you pray, the longer you allow the Spirit to fuel itself, you and God begin to reach and have contact. And he understands the things in the spirit realm. That's why he wants us to pray in tongues. But we're going to show you the reason why that all of us must fight for our families. The devil is very serious in these last days. He's taking out children. He's taking out fathers. Oh, he don't care. Now, in Nehemiah 4:14, it says, and I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be ye not afraid of their, remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons, and your daughters, and wives, and your houses. We have to fight for our family members. We have to fight off the enemy. And when we fight off the enemy, we got to believe God. Most of us don't believe God. You'll want to call me. Most people, when they do deliverance, sometimes they think that I'm supposed to do all the faith. No, you have a job and you have a responsibility to believe for yourself. This warfare is very, very serious. And it can change things when you pray. We have been praying, and constantly I've been praying heavily for the Ukrainian people. And we see some miracles happening there, and we have to continue to press. You can't just pray something and let it be. When you're in warfare, you're wrestling, you're struggling against something. Paul tells us that you people, all y'all got to start learning how to apply it. Don't depend on me. I'm human. Depend on the word of God. Well, let me see what you say. Well, no, see what the word says. I've always sent you to the word, so go to the word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Lord, I ask that your people hear this word tonight. I pray and I come up against every spirit that would block them to hear your word, what I have to say concerning demons and how to fight the enemy off and how to get victory in their life day by day as they go through this life, Lord Jesus. Lord, use me as your oracle. We come up against any demonic hindrance that would try to hinder people from hearing this sermon and this teaching. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Turn to Nehemiah chapter 4. We have to learn how to fight. You got to have faith to fight. You need faith to fight. Because if you don't have faith, you can't even believe the demons can come out of it because you got to believe. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. We are spiritually lazy. We want to call somebody. We want them to do all the ministering. You don't want to do nothing but just this. I get people call me every day. This lady from New Zealand has been calling me every day, same time. Pastor, one more thing. Where is it? I say, ma'am, I love you, but I don't have, and then I got people want to socialize with me. I love all of you. I don't have the time. If I had a staff of 20 people, sure, I can sit back and you can take the call and I can talk to you all day while my worker's doing it, but it ain't like that. This here, myself, is live deliverance in that radio. Sister Durden, she's been with me 18 years. Sister Sheila, Rodriguez Baker, Brother Chris Paul, Pastor Steve Lee, and Ruthie Rami, six. And I'm doing a lot. So learn how to depend on the Lord. Learn how God can have defense against demonic conspiracies that's trying to attack you. It happened in Nehemiah 4. Let's look at this. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 1. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we built the wall, he was wroth, he was angry, and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. This was a Gentile doing this. Pay attention now. This is warfare. This is the children of Israel building a wall, and a non-Jew, a Gentile, Sanballat, mocked the Jews. The enemies of the smallest remnant of Jews opposed the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem. Nehemiah and the people encountered ridicule and threats and force. Now, Sanballat was Jewish, but he didn't want it up. Anger coming against them. Discouragement and fear. This chapter reveals how oppositions to the work of God can be overcome. Radicalness was overcome by prayer. Foolishness was overcome by prayer. Fear was overcome by prayer. Knowing the uncertainty was overcome by prayer and determination. The threats and forces were overcome by prayer, and constantly praying to God as the children of Israel was dealing with this foe. Now, I want to show you something about warfare. I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Ephesians 6, 18. Praying always. The children of Israel was praying against Sanballat. They kept praying. They kept praying, as we read in Nehemiah, how God delivered them as they prayed to God. They got on their knees. They did what was necessary to fight off the enemy. Now, we are in the New Testament. They didn't have Jesus. They didn't have grace. They was under the law. We're not under the law. Jesus has taken the place of Melchizedek. He is the high priest. Why we can't fight? He has given us blood. He's given us dynamis. You have power, but you don't use it. You'll call me and want to talk to me about it. I don't want to hear it. Pray. Now, I'd love to hear from you, but I'm trying to get you as a soldier to direct you to the conflict. As a military advisor, I see what you're doing. I see where the bullet's hitting you at. As an apostle in this ministry, I'm trying to direct you how to get out the line of fire by praying. That's your scope. I'm trying to use military terminology. I hope I don't lose you. That's your scope, to lock in and zero in on prayer. You have to pray against the enemy. The devil don't care nothing about you. The devil don't care nothing about you. Okay? Let me just tell you right now. He don't care nothing about you. He don't care nothing about your family. He don't give a damn about you. Nothing about you. But you don't hate him as much as he hates you. See, you don't believe it's the devil. That's the problem. Some of you don't believe that there's demons. But you better believe tonight. Because demons are destroying mankind. And God sent us a man named Jesus of Nazareth, the captain of our salvation. And he rules over all principalities. And yet we calling in, y'all calling in to me talking about y'all badly holding on. I don't like hearing, I don't like hearing the words "I'm holding on." You're a born-again Christian, greater than he that is in me than he that is in the world, but you holding on. That don't sound right as no soldier to me. I don't like that. You're going to fall out. You'll be killed, KIA, killed in action. Boom, you're gone. Holding on. You better grab on and fight. I'm not holding on. Holding on means you're about to die. Stop all these innuendos when you're going through spiritual warfare and press and pray. Y'all don't pray enough. You want to call me. I don't want to hear from you. I want to pray too. Carry it to Jesus. Why don't you intensely go against the devil as he intensely doing you? Look at your life. Look what you're going through. If you will do the word of God, you will win the war. You will have victory. Jesus says, in my name. You said, that's not devils. You can do it, but you don't want to do it. You don't want to get hit by the fiery darts. There are fiery darts of the wicked one. Yes, it is. That's fiery darts. Above all, taking the shield of faith, yeah, we should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Fiery darts. You can't see that, but in the spirit realm, that's what's attacking you. Ask God to show you in the spirit. Open up my eyes that I may see. 2 Kings 6:17. Get the word of a gift of discernment of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12. You don't have to fight back. Stop calling hotlines. Pray. That's your hotline. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:18, and a lot of you don't pray enough. Praying always with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. Now, praying in the Spirit, our warfare against spiritual forces of Satan calls for an intensity in prayer. Praying in the Spirit always with all prayers and supplications for all saints, with all perseverance. Prayer is not to be seen just as another weapon, but as part of the actual conflict itself. When the victory is won for ourselves and others by working together with God himself, to fail to pray diligently with all kinds of prayers, all situations, is to surrender to the enemy. That's why you're not getting no victory. Now, I got some scriptures to show you. Let's go to Luke 18:1. Luke 18:1. And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. When you holding on, you don't come call me telling me you're holding on. I'm tired of I hear that every day. I guess I'll get by today. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Stop hurting yourself. Speak faith on this situation. Stop looking at the circumstances. Things you see can change. 2 Corinthians 4:18 tells us that. Pray. Pray. Go to Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Romans 12:12. Rejoicing in hope. Hey, now, half people ain't on this. When I say this, they're going to bypass this. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. Y'all get mad because the devil coming at you. Well, you're going to come at you. Why? You're in the ministry. You're a Christian. You believe in Jesus. You believe the demons are real. Well, they're going to come at you. They're going to use your sister. They're going to use your mama. They'll use your wife. They'll use your daughter. They'll use you. They'll use anybody got a soul and a weakness. Pray. Continuing instead in prayer. We don't pray enough. If we prayed in the Holy Spirit, half the problems that you people calling me with can go away. I have to press in the Spirit to get income. I just can't call nobody and say, hey, send me some money. People don't send me money like that. I have to pray, Lord, or open up the hell. I come against anybody, any spirits that's coming against the block, the income, and I thank the Lord for meeting the needs for this ministry. Constant in prayer. God wants you to pray. Go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Why are you calling me? Pray unto God. Let your requests be known. He know what you need. You have to fight. You can't call nobody to let you do it. People don't want to go in spiritual warfare. It ain't easy. But you have the tools to do what is necessary to get the victory. Go to Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Colossians 4, 2. Continue in prayer. Lord, have mercy. Continue in prayer and watch in the same. I mean, watch for demons. You can watch. You can discern them. Get the gifts of discernment of the Holy Spirit. Get the gifts of the word of knowledge where God will give you knowledge about what you're doing. If you don't have these gifts, it ain't because of me. Ask him. Stop looking at Jesse the Planets. He can't help you. Creflo Dollar can't help you. T.D. Jakes can't help you. Dr. Charles Stanley can't help you. Hank Hanegraaff definitely can't help you. Continue means continue steadfast or perseverance, implying strong persistence and valor, and holding fast to prayer. Watch means to be spiritually awake and alert in order to devote oneself intensely in prayer. We must be alert to the many things that would deter us from this purpose. Satan and the wickedness of our human nature will try to cause us to neglect prayer itself or to become distracted while praying. We must discipline ourselves to achieve the prayers required for Christian victory. This New Testament practices of those in the New Testament church who were baptized in the Spirit, they continued steadfast in prayer. Acts 2:42. This devotion to prayer must be undergirded by thanksgiving to Christ for what he has done. Acts 4:42. Acts 4:42. 4:42. Acts 2:42. And they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. There it goes again. You have to pray this. Now, if you have the Holy Ghost, you can really get into intense spiritual warfare as you're praying in tongues at home. That's the most effective way to deal with the enemy. You see the enemy in your house, in somebody, doing something, pray in the spirit. You hollering and arguing at somebody, walk away and pray in the spirit, because if you argue, it's going to be over. Because neither one of you are going to remember who's wrong or right, because the devil, he's all in it once the argument start. Now, a lot of people may, some of you are Baptists with your theological understanding is irrelevant to me, because the Bible says that prevent no one from speaking in tongues, 1 Corinthians 14:39. So don't come with me telling me that tongues have ceased. Don't come with that. Okay, this is why the church is messed up. This is why people don't know anything about spiritual warfare, because they've been deceived by false doctrines. And those are number doctrines of devils, because There is nowhere in the Bible that God tells us not to speak in tongues. As a matter of fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39 says, "Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues." Then, when you speak in tongues, tongues is for a sign for the unbeliever in the public, but I'm talking about in the private sector of your praying, intense praying in the Holy Ghost. Let me get this for some Baptists out there. There are 7 Baptist pastors out there that blocking the Holy Spirit for their theological, the way you was trained. You better untrain yourself and get away from man's traditions, Mark 7:6, traditions of man. That's what you're dealing with, and deal with this word. 1 Corinthians 14:22, "Wherefore tongues are for a sign not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophecy serveth not for them that believe not, but for them which believe." Now, when you're going in tongues and praying, you are really cranking some things up in the spirit realm that you don't realize. In the book of Jude, and you have to use this as a very powerful weapon, because you're going to get defeated thinking about it, talking about, "Lord, have mercy, I'm tired. Hey, man, you ain't got time for that. You know, I'm going through this over. I don't want to hear it. Go in the war zone. I don't got time." When bullets fighting in a real conflict, you're firing back your weapon. Your weapon is the word of God, not me. And I understand that some people just have somebody to talk to. I don't have time. I don't have time to sit and talk to everybody. I love you. God told me to tell you. He said, tell them to fight and believe in me, not me. You believe in him, not me. I'm just a messenger. But Jude gives us a perfect picture of the power of praying in the Holy Ghost. And I love this. This is my favorite book of the Bible, the book of Jude. In Jude 1:20 it says, "But beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." Now, if I was in a church, there must be an interpreter. Okay? If I was in a church, according to 1 Corinthians 14, there must be an interpreter. I'm going to teach that Tuesday, tongues and interpretation of tongues. That will be taught Tuesday. And then we're going to be, Wednesday, we're going to be moving into the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Thursday, we're going, Sister Janet Taylor will be teaching. Now, if you read this word, it says, keep yourself, it says, building up yourself on your most holy faith, building up yourself on your holy faith. So this is a different form. This faith is spotless. It's holy when you're praying in the Holy Ghost because you believe in what you don't understand what you're saying in the natural. This is the most effective way of attacking the devil. Throughout all the exorcisms I've done and the things I've seen, speaking in tongues is very powerful. It even shut demons down. Believers must defend the faith and resist teaching in 4 ways: by building up ourselves on the most holy faith, staying strong in God, studying God's word, having the power of the dynamis in us. We must pray by the enabling power of the Holy Ghost, by the looking into the Holy Spirit to inspire and guide and sustain us and help us to do battle in our praying. See, we thinking that prayer is just not doing battle. That's battle. Especially when you're praying in the Holy Spirit, you're dropping a load on the enemy. The devil don't like this. He doesn't want you to pray in the Holy Ghost. Remain in the spirit of God's love for his innovation, faith, and obedience to God by longing and waiting and fighting in the spirit realm. Satan hates it. Now, the reason why he hates it, if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I'm going to show you a powerful weapon you got, man, and you need to use it. Brothers and sisters, if you speak in tongues, use it. If you don't have it, you can get it tonight. That's no problem. Those who want tongues can get that tonight. That's easy. Now go to 1 Corinthians 14:1. I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians 14:2, because it deals with the edification of the church and gifts. I'm just dealing with one area, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, let's look at this compared to Jude 1:20. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, it says, "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men." So when you're praying, you're not speaking to man, to no human being. You're speaking to God. So why you want to call me? Speak to God. Speak to God. Nothing against calling people. I'm just using this as a paraphrase. Not that I'm pointing out people. It's just a statement to get people to trust in the Lord. Nothing against people calling me. You need to call me. I'm here for you. I'm here for everybody. You know, and Brother John will tell you that. I'm here for everybody, you know. And I love all of you. What I'm trying to do is to motivate you so you can get the thing moving. Get the devil off of you by praying in the Holy Spirit. Let's look at the power to it. Here we go. "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understanding him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries." Now, that's a very powerful thing. We talked about prayer, praying consistently, praying in the Holy Ghost. Press on with that. And then after that, use the word of God. You see, Jesus used the word with the devil in Matthew chapter 4. He said, "It is written." So I'm going to give you some scriptures that can help you fight your battles in combat in the heavenlies. And you have to believe these scriptures. These are fighting tools for God's people in spiritual warfare. Here are scriptures that you can use against the enemy in any situation. So here we go. You better get a pen and piece of paper. Because it's a lot of scriptures. The devil don't like scripture. I found that he hates scripture. Oh boy, the devil don't like scripture at all. He hates the word of God. Satan hates the word of God. Amen. Okay. Isaiah 59:17. "For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garment and vengeance for clothing and was a cat with his zeal of the cloak." He put this on. God gives us armor. Just as well as God gave the Nehemites to believe in him. Amen. When Sandblaster got very angry and they went through this trial. Now go back to Nehemiah, because I'm going to give you these scriptures, but I got to go back to Nehemiah. Go back to Nehemiah chapter 4. You remember the thing we're talking about? Fight back, fight for your family, fight for your children, fight for yourself. That's in Nehemiah 4:14. God wants us to fight the good fight of faith. I know it gets tiresome. I know you don't want to deal with it. But look, you have to get up. He has given you the authority. If you're knocked down, the righteous will fall seven times, yet he'll get back up. Confess your fault. Don't look back as you turn a pillow of salt. Genesis 19:26. Don't be looking back in your sin. Lord, I'm sorry. If we confess our fault, he is just and able to forgive us for all unrighteousness. The minute you ask God to forgive you, he has forgotten about it. It's like you never sinned. Get back in the saddle and fight the enemy, because you will win if you stick with God. Let me give you an example of God's people winning with him. In Nehemiah chapter 4, 1, but this is Old Testament, still applicable. But they won because they trust in God. They believed in God. They believed in Nehemiah, the prophet. I want you to believe in the word of God. Believe in the word of God, Genesis to Revelation. Believe in strictly the word of God, nothing else. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we built the wall, he was angry and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, "What do these feeble Jews, will they forfeit themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they receive the stones out of the herbs of the rubbish which are burnt?" Now Tobiah, the Amorites, was by him. And he said, "Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone walls. Hear, O our God, for we are desperate, and turn their reproach upon their own heads, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquities, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the building." So build we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half, therefore, for the people had a mind to work. They wanted to get it done for God. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and Abiezer and the Amorites and the Anilites heard the walls of Jerusalem was made up and that the branches began to stumble, that they were very angry and conspired all of them to gather to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayers unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of the burdens is decayed, and there's much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And our advisor said, they shall not know neither. See till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease. And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, for all places wherein ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Therefore said I, in the lower places behind the wall and on the higher places, I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and unto the rulers and to the rest of the people, be ye not afraid of them, neither the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren and your sons and your daughters and your wives and your house. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. And it came to pass, from that time forth, that half of my servants walked the work, and the other half of them held both the spear and the shield. They was fighting while they was believing in God and making this a wall for God. And the balls of the Hergongros and the rulers was behind the house of Judah, that which builded on the wall. And they that bear burdens with those that laden, every one with one of his hands walked in the work, and with others' hands held the weapon. So they was fighting, and they was believing in God. And when you believe in God, in any of your circumstances, God can deliver you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. God wants you to fight. God wants you to stand on his word. Just like the people and the children of Israel here in Nehemiah chapter 4. And how they kept building the wall. And they kept building it. And they would use their shields while they were still building. You got to do the same thing. You got to use the Holy Ghost. Then you got to use the word. Then you got to pray. Then you got to bind and loose. Oh, you got a lot of work to do. You got to do some fasting. And these come out by fasting and fair. You got to work out your own salvation with trembling and fear every day. Don't look at nobody else's problem. Deal with you. Deal with you. Get the authority that God gave us. God gave us so much weapons in the word of God. In Ephesians 6:17, he says, and take the helmet of salvation, which is the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8, these are fighting tools for God. Just as well as they was willing to build that wall, some was working, some had swords, they was fighting while they was working. They worked together. Well, you got to work together with the Holy Ghost in you. If you have the Holy Spirit, you need to use the Holy Spirit. Fire it up. Don't fire it up 30 minutes. Fire it up 5 hours. Pray in the Holy Ghost 5 hours. I guarantee you, you'll see some change. Try it. You'll change. The whole atmosphere will change, and the presence of God will be in your presence. Try it. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Tools for fight back. Write this down. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love and the helmet, the hope of salvation. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy excellent and great reward. Use the shield of God in Genesis 15, 1. Use his shield again in 2 Samuel 22, verse 3. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior. thou servest me from violence. Pray these prayers. Pray these scriptures. Make it be part of your life. Transform the natural into the spiritual. As you speak things that you don't see, see change through the words that you say. Bring forth faith with this, and you will get your deliverance. Psalm chapter 3, verse 3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and thou lift up my head. Psalm chapter 5, verse 12. For thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Will thou compass him with a shield? Psalms 18:35. Thou hast also given me thy shield of thy salvation at thy right hand, and hold me up, and the greatness hath made me great. We don't need to be defeated. You defeated because you don't believe, you don't stand. Get up. Use the word. Jesus quoted the word. He said, what I should do, you should do, and greater things than that. When he quoted the word, to quote these words to the devil, get them off your back, doubt, skepticism, unbelief, sadness, depression. Say, oh, no, no. Satan, get the hands behind me. Don't go on your feelings and your emotions. That's your soul. That's where the devil attacks. Do this in the spirit by faith. Psalm chapter 33, verse 20. Our soul waited for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. There it goes again. Shield. Shield. Breastplate. Shield. Breastplate. Shield. Psalm chapter 59, verse 11. Shield. Psalm chapter 84, verse 9. Shield, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thy anointed. Psalm chapter 84, verse 11. But the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will be withheld from them that walk uprightly. See, if you walk uprightly with the Lord, live by faith and grace, and stand and pray and believe these things that you pray will come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you pray. He'll give it to you. Mark 11, 23 and 24. His word works. The problem is us not motivated enough to do it. Spiritual laziness, watch too much TV, too much skepticism, listen to your mind, listen to your thoughts, and thou shalt think an evil thought, Ezekiel 38:10, and it's going to mess you up. And then you're going to start thinking about the problem, and the problem going to start keep going on, and you're going to start thinking about it, and hear the demons. They're attacking you. Now you don't have no peace because you're not casting down the thought. You're not casting it down. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Get away from me, you negative thought. I'm not being depressed today. Today is the day that the Lord has made. This is a day that the Lord has made. Tell the devil that. But I don't feel it. You got to pray through it. You can't do this in no feelings. This is faith. Faith ain't got nothing to do with no feelings. It's time that we get up and become soldiers and deal with the enemy with intensity as if it's your life depending on it. Psalms 84:11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. I said that. Ephesians 6:16, above all, taking the shield of faith. You got to have a shield, the shield of faith. You got to believe when you speak these words that the devil will hear it and leave. You have to believe that. Revelation 9:9, and they that had the breastplate and the breastplate of the iron and the sound of their wings was the sound of a chariot and many horses running to battle. This stuff is real. It is real. It is real. It is real. Revelation 9:17, and thus I saw the horse in the vision and them that sat on them having breastplates of fire. See, God wants us to have the same thing. You can speak this and it will come to pass. I've done exorcisms and deliverance, and God has shown me so many things in the Bible that's just so powerful. You have a flaming sword. You can use that. That's in Genesis 3:24. You have spiritual chains. You can take spiritual chains and chain up demons. That's in Jude 1:6. A burning lamp of fire from God. Job 41:19. Sword of the Spirit, Ephesians 6:17. Two-edged sword, Revelation 1:16. We have the wings of God to protect us in time of battle. Ruth chapter 2, verse 12. Psalms chapter 63, verse 7. We have the arrows of the Lord. Arrows of the Lord that wound demons, Psalms 64:7. We have a wall of fire that God has provided for us. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5. The wall of fire. The wall of fire. The wall of fire against the enemy. We have a spear in Job 39:23. The quiver rattles against him that getteth spear in the shield. Nahum 3:3. The horsemen lift up both the bright sword and the gathering spears. And there is a multitude of slain and a great number of carcasses. And there is none of the end corpse. They stumble upon their corpses. That's warfare. Habakkuk 3:11. The sun and moon stood still in their inhabitation, and the light of thy arrow. They went in at the shining of thy great spirit. That happened in Joshua chapter 10 when the sun stood still for the children of Israel to fight against the enemies. Well, we are the children of Israel. We are spiritual Jews who have accepted Yeshua the Messiah, who qualifies for the authority and the power of his name and his word to activate it. You need to activate the word. You don't need to be in no more churches no more. I believe that's out. People tired of that. There ain't nobody with that no more. Activate the word of God. Don't be listening to Jesse the Planist and Joel Osteen and T.D. Jakes. He's just a storyteller. You need the word of God against the enemy. You don't want this other Jesus. There's another Jesus, 2 Corinthians 11:3 warns us. But it's so, you even have a knife, a spiritual knife, in Ezekiel 5:1. And thou, son of man, take thee a sharp knife. Take thee a bar's razor and cause it to pass upon thy head and upon thy head. Then take the balancing weight and divide thy hair. I remember one time doing a deliverance, and me and Sister Durden was dealing with this demon. And this spirit was very, very hard to come out. And the Lord told us, put a hammer on him. And we spoke the hammer. We say, we speak the hammer of God, Jeremiah 23:29. We got the arrows of the Lord. You can use that in warfare, Psalm 64:7. Arrows of the Lord, Psalm 38:1, Psalm 38:2, Psalms 45:5, 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 17, Acts of the Lord, Matthew 3:10, Ezekiel 26:9, Jeremiah 51:20, Engines of War, Ezekiel 26:9, Abundant Spiritual Horses to Go Against Demons, Ezekiel 26:7, The Will of God, Ezekiel 26:10, Nets of God, Ezekiel 26:14, Wings of God, Roof 2:12, Psalm 63:7, A Wall of Fire again, a hornets, the spiritual hornets, Deuteronomy 7:20, Exodus 23:28. We even use cockatrice to eat out demons doing exorcism. That's in Jeremiah 8:17. These things are obeying to God and his word, and they work in the spiritual realm. The devil don't like the word of God. He don't want you to pray. He wants you to watch TV while he kill you. Let me tell you something. Sitting on the side, that ain't going to get it. You need to fight. You need to use these scriptures that I'm about to give you. I got plenty more to give you. You need to use water sprouts, Psalms chapter 42, verse 7. The five God, Psalms chapter 39, verse 3. The rock of God, Psalms 42, verse 9. The light of God, demons don't like the light of God. I said that doing exorcism with a Satanist, and he was just shaking. And I saw him speaking in tongues, and I said, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. They don't like Yeshua. That's Jesus in Hebrew. Yeshua, Jesus of Nazareth. They don't like that. They don't like that. They don't like the word. Take spiritual hyssop, Psalms chapter 51, verse 7. The Lord God is our shield, Psalms 59:11. The defiance of God. All this power that we have. A bow. Psalm 7:12, an arrow, Psalm 7:13, a pit, Psalm 7:15. We can use the finger of God, Psalms 8:3, the smoke of God, Psalms 18:18, the fire of God, Psalms 18:8, spiritual hailstones, Psalms 18:12, the coals of fire, Psalms 18:12, lightning of God, Psalms 18:14, breath of thy nostrils, Psalms 18:15. Even dogs. Psalms 26:16. Even the dogs ate Jezebel. Those are spiritual dogs. They're still in the spirit realm. You can use them as you an exorcist. The Lord give those gifts if you're on high level deliverance. See, get the basics and come on up. Start fighting. Say your prayers. Pray in tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Use these scriptures. Fight back. Behold, I give unto you authority. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Why are you calling in telling me you holding on? That don't make no sense for a soldier. That's not acceptable. Don't call me. I don't want anybody calling me no more. Talking about they're holding on. That's quitters. I don't believe in quitting. I don't like quitting. Maybe, might, I can't do it someday and hope. Those words are demonic. Get them out of your vocabulary. Use the word of God to fight the enemy. The devil's not playing. He's trying to kill people. He's trying to kill your family. He's trying to kill you. He's trying to destroy mankind. But greater than he that is in me than he that is in the world. The power is in you. The authority is in the name of Jesus. The question is, are you going to apply it? Are you going to get yourself in the position to study the Bible, to pray constantly, to live a fasted life, to humble yourself, to hear God, and to speak the words of God and his word and let them go out and let them bring forth abundant fruit with your faith? See, as soon as the word is sown, Satan comes immediately to choke it, Mark 4:15. Well, how can he choke it? Get your heart right so that you can accept the word, even being chastised. Allow God to chastise you. Allow God to correct you. Be corrected, because if you can't be corrected, you're on the way to hell. Fight as the people did in Nehemiah chapter 4. They fought. They weren't going to let Sanballat destroy them. They told Sanballat, come on, we believe in God. Sanballat bringing his boys. Some of them got spears while they still building the wall, trusting in God. And God carried them through. God carried the children of Israel when he opened up the sea. Don't you think them children was frightening to see the sea opening? But they believed in God. They had to walk. God couldn't make them walk. They had to walk through it. They had to walk through when God opened up the waters and let his people go through. They had to believe that too. You have to believe everything I said tonight. You got to say, I'm tired of being kicked around. Be the aggressor. And any soldiers, American soldiers, ain't trained to be defensive. We're trained to be offensive. This is a war that does not need to be in a defense position. Now, when you're in a defense position, here's your situation. You're watching TV. You're eating. You're reading some book that ain't got nothing to do with what's happening in your life. You're in the stargazing. You're watching I Dream a Genie. That's wasted time. The Bible says, when ye pray, the Bible says, pray always. Pray continuously to this enemy. Get off. And it doesn't break. It don't let up until you leave this earth. So don't think it's going to be, you know, there are some good days and bad days. But look, that's how it is in war. These demons are very serious about destroying people. When depression comes upon you, say, go in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I'm not going to be depressed today. I bind you in the name of Jesus. When loneliness comes upon you, get away from me. The Bible says that the Lord is with me at all times. Stand on something as a Christian. Stop allowing the devil. And stop asking, well, Lord, how is it? How? Just believe the Lord. Some of you people are so intellectual that you try to intellectualize God. You can't do that. God don't want you doing that. God wants you standing on his word. God wants you to tough it out and to stick it out and stop being wimps. Stand on his word. And don't depend on me. Depend on Jesus. He's the captain of your salvation. God bless you tonight. Stand on his word. Pray in tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost. It's not easy. It ain't easy for me. Life is not easy, but he said that he'll be with us, and we have to believe that. We either believe the word or don't believe the word. And if you believe the word, it will work. The word of God cannot go out void. It will work. Do your part. Pray. Do your part. Ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins. Do your part. Love your brother. Do your part. Stand on his word at all times and never let it go. Please sow a seed here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. Go to www.livedeliverance.com. Please sow a seed. We'll appreciate whatever that you give us. It's for legal affairs. I'm still working on retaining to get people off. We finally found how to do it. We got to contact people. There's a disclaimer. Fragmentation is really wasting up a lot of my time and study. I don't have the time to conversate with anybody. So if you call and I don't answer, I'm not being rude, but for regular appointments for people we have, we will still keep those on Fridays. I am very busy. I'm in the process of dealing with doing a marketing, a patent on this radio station, and a lot of changes going to be coming with people even getting on this radio station. I'm changing a lot of things up for Live Deliverance Internet Radio, more of me and less of other ministers. I don't need all those people on my radio station. I can just teach the word myself. We still will have Derek Prince always, and we will always have Frank Hammond, and we will always have Wynn Worley. Those are pioneers of Deliverance Ministries. So far, we're still with John Eckhart. Thank God for them, for the ministries of the teachings. We only keep the Deliverance sessions, and we had to contact out with them and let them know that we are not taking anybody's content. So I need a lot of prayers. A lot of people stealing content from this radio station, coming from Blog Talk, and I had to trace that down. So there's a lot going on behind closed doors that you just don't see. And I really need you in prayer for me, please. If you can hold certain questions and answers, do it when you're called in the room at 646-378-1857. Amen, because I have a very, very heavy schedule. I'm going to be taking off Saturday and Sunday. I'm taking a rest. I'm going to be off for 2 days. On Saturday and Sunday, I will not be on air. God bless you. Sister Janice Taylor tomorrow on Blog Talk, 646-378-1857. Hit option number one. Fight back. Go to Live Deliverance Internet Radio, sow a seed at www.livedeliverance.com. Floor left-hand corner. Or you can also go to our GoFundMe page at supportlivedeliverance.com on the internet ministry. Please go to GoFundMe. You can go to GoFundMe, manager support, livedeliverance.com. Or you can go to www.livedeliverance.com on the lower left-hand corner. We're on air right now, and we'll be still having some more sermons as soon as we get off air. Shalom and good night. All right, those who are in livedeliverance.com, we want to thank you for listening to us tonight. And we're going to go back to regular broadcast. You can come join us into our Blog Talk room. Stand by. Okay, we're going to final close out. Chaplain John Durden, you have the mic.
Good evening, everybody. It's Brother John. I enjoyed the session this evening, man. All the ways that the different types of prayers when we have problems and needs, and we don't need to depend on one person all the time, but just the Lord. And I thank the Lord for revealing me, because I remember times when I wouldn't even listen or look at an issue, situation like this evening. It's been a blessing, and a lot of us need to put aside pride and get to really know the Lord and get an intimate relationship with the Lord. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are still relevant, like the brother said. And all we got to go to 1 Corinthians 13 chapter and read those different gifts that the Satan tried to hide from us, talking about they no longer exist and tongue exists. And they tell you we have a written word in the ministry. Yeah, well, we have a written word. What we need to do is then apply it to our life. And I thank you for your obedience to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'm glad you mentioned that there's another Jesus. Another Jesus is a person, like you said, who don't recognize the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They just do just ordinary stuff. God bless you, man, and keep hanging on.
Okay, God bless everybody. Shalom and everybody.
Hello, I'm Don Daler, and this is 2020 In Touch. Although it's not talked about openly today, exorcism is practiced by the Catholic Church almost daily somewhere in the world. Elizabeth Vargas travels to Rome, where there is a growing demand for the ritual of exorcism.
Hold it.
Oh, no.
Leave.
No!
Leave.
It is something this Los Angeles woman, seen in the documentary Satan Unmasked, says brought her peace. It is something a woman behind these glass doors in Italy hopes will save her. Exorcism, the casting out of demons through ritual prayer, is practiced in many faiths. It is most often associated with one, Roman Catholicism.
Exorcism has deep roots in Catholic tradition when performed by priests given special permission by their bishops. The number of priests approved to perform exorcisms has grown with demand. Here in Italy, about two decades ago, there were 20 approved priests to perform exorcisms. Today, there are 350.
Last month, Father Frank Desiderio, an executive producer of Polish Productions, was in Rome interviewing exorcists for the documentary Satan Unmasked. They spoke with Father Gabriele Amorth, who was for years the chief exorcist at the Vatican.
I average 10 or 12 exorcisms a day, about 3,000 exorcisms a year. Now multiply that by 21 years, and it's more than 60,000 exorcisms.
Some time ago in this Litchfield home, wife and mother Pat Redding felt as if she were possessed by evil spirits. She went through a series of 16 exorcisms, witnessed firsthand by her daughter Michelle.
When you see the person that you love being attacked by something invisible, so heinous and so disgusting, you will look for anything to stop it.
The situation started, says Michelle, with strange banging noises in their home.